Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. We have an hour of beautiful, delicious, amazing, beguiling electronic music ahead of us. I'm Dave Colombo Jenkins, and this week I'm joined by the producer who's taking a stand in front of the mic this time. Hello, Mr. Posse. How are you doing?
I'm good. Looking forward to the show. Listening to great music.
Definitely. It is another Frank and Dave special, and we're starting off with something very special. It's Forbidden Society, another track from his Lonely Road album. This is off the second sampler, which is out on Friday. It's Poses. Nowadays, it's the reason.
Yes, Forbidden Society, that was awesome.
Go on.
Now on to an older song, Blacks and Empire Noisia, Hideous, remixed by Lester.
Yes.
Let's go.
Let's go. This is a proper slug of a remix. Big up, Lester. We'll be right back. keep the Noisia remixes coming. Now, this is another one from the Resonance 7 collection. This is Yukato and Noise Bleed. India representing. This is amazing to see. And this is a remix of The Approach, which is super interesting because that was kind of like, it was a track that almost kind of got overlooked a little bit on the Outer Edges just because there were so many massive tunes on there. And this was like a really kind of cool cinematic clip, skip really between things. But it had so much potential, and I think these guys have really brought that potential out in it, and they've turned it into an absolute beast. This is The Approach, Yukato and Noise Bleed.
To the next one. Felov, Felov, Feluv,
Felov,
Felov, and Nympho, Thin Ice. I absolutely love the sound design on this. It feels very deep.
Yeah.
not survive the winter.
Big up Felov and Nympho. Kind of sound like a crime fighting duo in my head when I look at those names together. Like Felov and Nympho, crime busters of the sea. Right, I'm not right. Where am I? Face. Right, Face has dropped an album, Every Day, which is fitting because I could listen to it every day. It's wicked, and this is one of the many highlights, which is also named after my favorite German word, kaputt. Which really kind of sounds like it is an onomatopoeic, I think it is, like where it just sounds like what it is, kaput, broken, but this ain't broken. This very much heals. This is wicked. This is an absolute banger. His Face, kaput, Every Day on Dead Beats. Yes.
Got me.
This is Swarm by Emperor and Freddie B on Overview.
Wow.
New Emperor.
Yes. I love everything about this.
Love the wobble.
The room is getting warm. Get lost in the energy, ready to be reborn. Find your foot in like a fawn. Hear the speaker resonating, anticipating the dawn. It's coming, this is a creeper. Trust me, it's on point like the tip of a thorn. Surrounded by the speaker, close your eyes, it's time, get ready for the swarm.
you, Emperor. Thank you, Freddie B. And thank you, Envy, in advance now, because we are about to play something brand new on Critical. Pretty cool. This is called Banned, as banned as in not allowed type of band, not banned as in like a musical band. Maybe banned from driving, as the sample suggests. I'm not too sure who the sample is, but he sure likes cars. Who is he? Envy, let me know.
Is banned,
but I just didn't care. I just kept buying cars.
Thank you, Envy. Love the attitude on that one.
Mm.
Very nice. And now to the percussion master, Shield.
Yes.
With the song called Bandwagon on Vandal. Absolutely love this. I think I'm saying that's for all the songs, but I really do love these.
And I gotta say, just for added no Dave pleasure, this is a bandwagon we all wanna jump on.
Yes, Dave.
Yay!
Thank you.
you very much, Shield. So now on to something really cool, which is also on Vandal, I believe. This is Broma, which is SKS, the boss of Vandal, and who else is there? Oh, Tris Temps, that's it. So yeah, really, really interesting partnership there. And we actually played the original of this exactly this time last year. It's episode 23, season 3. It's episode 22, season 4. We played the original, and I really enjoyed it. I believe I even said j'adore. Well, I probably did. And now we've got the Waze remix exactly a year later, which I'm also going to say j'adore about. Really lovely piece of dramatic, emotional drum and bass.
Emotional to intense. This is Misanthrope and Synergy, Slap the Ghost, remixed by Secular.
Yes.
Brilliant.
But I do have to ask, how do you actually slap a ghost? Surely your hand would just go through it, if it even exists in the first place.
Mm. Or if you are already a ghost, you can slap another ghost.
That's the twist in the tale. They're already the ghosts. We are all ghosts. We'll be right back. contact from a friend this week, Thomas, DJ Ride, the one and only, the battle champion, and a very, very lovely man. He's got an EP coming out on Studio in a little while. It's called Yume, which is Chinese, I believe, for a dream of an imaginary series of events that you experience in your mind while you were asleep. I believe that's what it is. My very basic Googling has told me that. Anyway, this is called The Get Down, and it's wicked.
Yamatai Records. This is Yatuza Dissipate. And a couple weeks ago I was playing in London for a flex out party, which was very fun. Doing another one next week, by the way, with Frequency.
Oh, nice. Where?
In Munster, Germany.
Cool.
But I met the Yamatai guys. Very friendly dudes. Super young. Very motivational.
Yes.
And inspiring. Keep going, guys. Love it.
Go on, wicked. Big up James and all the crew. Belligerent piece of drum and bass right there from Yatuza, and now onto something equally heavy but on a 140 flex. This is heavy. I believe it's Hebe, or maybe Hebe. It's Heavyweight Hebe. Heavyweight. It's called Skinwalker Ranch, and it kind of lives up to its name. This is bleak in the most delicious type of way.
Yes, and it's on his own new imprint.
Oh, sick.
Zeal, which is Dutch for soul.
Oh, nice, nice.
So we'll be hearing more from Zeal. To Scepter with a song called And It Will All End Soon, with very original sounding sounds or sound design, very ethereal, thin yet powerful, yeah. Melodic stuff. I like it.
Yeah, definitely. And there's a really intriguing quote on the promo as well, which says, "Find your peace that lies between the towers. Constant movement will lead you to the safest of places, and remember, it will all end soon anyway," which I looked up, and it's not from any kind of, I can't see if it's from a kind of game or a film. It's not that easily Googleable, which makes me like it even more because I've got to dig. But Scepter, yeah, very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Thank you. We'll be right back. Thank you, Scepter. Hopefully it doesn't end soon. I mean, the show is going to end relatively soon. We're over the halfway point. But yeah, I can't tell if that's like really bleak or really hopeful. And I love that. So now on something very, very interesting and very different from Current Value. Something a little bit slower than we would normally have from him. No, it's not Current Value at all. That's why it's sounding slow. This is Koido, and this is an absolute banger as well. Normally we hear him on Yuku. He's been smashing it. Some amazing, amazing tunes. But this is on 2020. Very, very soon. It's called Wedge.
Original sound design, maybe one of the masters of strange sounding sound design. Current Value, the sweetest guy with the harshest songs, in a good way.
And he's sounding back at his normal tempo now. He sounded a bit slow about 3 or 4 minutes ago.
This song is called Mind Print on Beneath the Sonics. Check out the whole album. It's amazing. It's so original. No one sounds like he does. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Current Value. Now on something really cool. I don't pick, just a little reminder, I don't pick any of the songs for this show. I'm just the pretty voice, which helps us ease ourselves through the experience. So I get the tunes the night before, and it's always really cool when I see like friends of mine and people I know and really rate in the track list and stuff. It gives me a buzz. This is Plasmator, who is definitely known to me, and someone I really, really rate and admire. This is an older track of his from 2022, as remixed by Gwills, who is someone I'm really rating at the moment, and it's on Goozy's GZ Audio as well. So big up Goozy to a lot of cool people involved in this. It's called 500. Gwills on the remix, really nice and trancey. Big up. Yes, yes, yes. We are in Reload City. Population, you and me and Posai and everyone who likes really good music and makes really heavy music. I'm so pleased to see this remix getting Reload. Mm-hmm. Out of all the many, many remixes that we've played from Resonance 7 or any of the Resonance collections, this is definitely one of my favourites. And yeah, Federico Zardonic, I'm really, really proud that I was able to link you up with Vision for this and see this become a reality. It's a remix of Machine Gun. It's absolutely heavy, calling out all people who came from a metal background. That's definitely where I came from. It was my first love musically. And you can't beat the energy on Sunday night this. Everybody, get ready. Zardonic on the remix, Machine Gun. Thank you so much for voting and getting involved. We love you.
Yes, from all that heaviness to something more streamlined, sleek,
yeah,
stylish. Well, not that the last song is not stylish.
Stylish in a different way, though.
This is like stylish on purpose.
Yeah.
Khan and Nick, Baron Blood. I love this.
Yes, yes. From the album last year, Lupus A Ursus. And I've got to ask, is this title relating to the blood of any old Baron, or is it a really badass name for someone? Baron Blood. Someone you really wouldn't want to fuck with. Normally, I would big up all Barons, or in a case like this where I'm talking about a title, but I don't big up all Barons or anybody who's got a title, because down with the monarchy and down with all of those type of stupid old institutions. But definitely not down with Khan and Neek. This bangs. This is Vision Radio, and we are signing out with an absolutely beautiful piece of music. It's Halogenics from his debut album, Passions. If you haven't already listened to it yet, then shame on you, because it's been out for a good month or so now. There's a great interview with him out. He's on the podcast, the Amen Brother podcast, which is really, really interesting. And he tells a lot more about his kind of inspirations behind it as well. So big up, Lawrence. And yeah, just everybody go out and support that album. It's absolutely stunning. This is called Keeping You Close. We'll be back again next week. It's been fun, Frank. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Love doing this.
Yeah.
Keeping you close.
Keeping you close. Peace.
Bye-bye.
Keep it cold.
right now, literally right now while we're recording, like my best friend on the whole planet, my wingman, just the ultimate awesome dude in my life, is going through some really fucking heavy surgery, like literally as we're recording this. He's not in the best of ways, but he is going to get better and everything is going to be cool, but I just need to send him out some love and everything, and just give a huge shout out to one of the nicest people on the planet, Dan. I love you. Can I do that?
Yes, Dave.
Thank you.